From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. An L.A. County jury this week awarded $4.4 million to the family of the former co-owner of Arcata Bowl. Donald Vanney died in 2012 of mesothelioma caused by years of drilling out finger holes in bowling balls that had asbestos inside them. Lost Coast Outpost reports asbestos was used as a filler in a plastic ebonite bowling balls supplied by Honeywell in the form of discarded brake lining dust. In the 1960s, Honeywell's Bendix plant was generating 15 tons of asbestos-laden dust each day, but rather than pay to dispose of it, they sold it as filler for commercial products, including bowling balls. Vanney routinely drilled ebonite balls in a small room, no protection for years. He was diagnosed with precordial mesothelioma in 2012. Two correctional deputies and a court services bailiff saved an inmate's life Wednesday afternoon. At about 3:30 p.m., a Humboldt County Correctional Facility male inmate had just finished a court hearing and was returning back to his dorm within the facility, as is allowed for inmates in good standing. But after leaving his court hearing, the inmate approached a linear-style cell utilized for holding inmates awaiting court. The inmate used jail-issued clothing in an attempt to take his own life at the cell by hanging himself. Court Services Correctional Deputy Colby Henson saw what happened on the facility's monitoring system and called for immediate help. Correctional Deputy Avila Garcia, first to arrive on scene, and held the inmate up until further help arrived. Court Services Bailiff Ron Sly, second to arrive on the scene, and helped by climbing the linear cell and freeing the inmate. The inmate was evaluated by medical staff, uninjured in the incident. Coming up on Saturday, 10 to 2 p.m., Arcata Police and the DEA giving the public its 17th opportunity in 9 years to prevent pill abuse and theft by ridding their homes of potentially dangerous expired, unused, or unwanted prescription drugs. You can bring pills for disposal to the Arcata Police Department, 736 F Street. The Arcata Police Department's collection site can only accept pills or patches, no liquids, needles, or sharps. Dam removal on the Klamath River one step closer to reality. The Klamath River Renewal Corporation, which is the entity charged with removing the lower four dams on the Klamath River, announcing the selection of Kiewit Infrastructure West as the prime contractor for the project. The Yurok Tribe began its efforts to remove the lower four dams on the river in 2000. An agreement was reached for the removal in 2010 and then modified in 2016. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.